taking these opening moments to take care of the body into an agreeable posture, one that allows for wakefulness, one that allows for dealing with any restless energy that might be present. Knowing that we're going to do a body scan and that it is appropriate to practice the body scan sitting, standing, lying down. There's no right or wrong about that. It's what does this body need? So take a few moments for that. And really ground and feel the support of the earth in your chosen posture. And allowing for some nice full breaths. Noticing how energizing the in-breath is. And this can be very helpful if we're bothered by sloth and torpor, sleepy mind. And notice too, on the other hand, how relaxing and calming the out-breath is. And this can be very helpful if there's a restless, anxious body, mind, heart. So we might emphasize as we go through the scan a little addition of the breath at any point. In breath, out breath, emphasized as we need. Letting the breath settle and just be as it is. And just notice as you are in your chosen posture, is there any struggle? Is there any struggle in body, mind, heart? This might point us to any hindrance that may be showing. We could ask too, how's the attitude? This might point to any wanting, not wanting. How's the attitude? And we can inquire, how's the energy? And it might point us to the hindrances of restlessness and worry, or its opposite, sloth and torpor. How's the energy? And lastly, to inquire about doubt, we can ask, how's the trust or how's the faith in myself, the practice? as the trust. So we've checked in with ourselves, and the hindrances do not have to be hindrances. If we're pushing them away, we're not letting them be known, then they're hindrances to our mindfulness, to our clear seeing. And if we keep opening to them, especially as we feel them through the body, then they become simply part of our object of awareness. Not a problem. The hindrances then become our gateways to awakening, to freedom. And so now let's release the breath, using it as need be throughout the practice. And let our awareness now drop down into our toes and the soles of the feet. The simple, direct sensory awareness. And the tops of the feet, what can you feel here? And the ankles and calves and shins. Recognizing and allowing whatever is showing. Feeling into it, brief investigation as we feel into it. And now the knees. Whatever we notice, we also notice that it's changing. It's impermanent. It's also not personal. It's conditioned. It's not who we are. Simply an energy moving through. Coming into now the thighs up to and including the hip joints. And now let's use the breath to deepen our attention into the lower extremities, breathing down the body through to the toes. And feeling into the lower extremities. Noticing if there are any indicators of restlessness that might show as a jitteriness, a vibration in the legs, tension. Or the opposite, a heaviness, a weightiness that might speak of sloth and torpor. Recognizing, allowing a light investigation, knowing none of it is permanent, not always so. So we have a little bit of a rain practice that we continually engage in throughout this body scan. Shifting now, if you will, from the lower extremities to the upper, as we feel into the fingers and thumbs. And the palms of the hands and the backs of the hands. Can we let our experiences be as they are and simply know them? Recognize, allow, little investigation as we feel into the hands. How's the feeling tone, the Vedana? Pleasant, unpleasant, neither? Letting the awareness move into the forearms, up to and including the elbow joints. And then the upper arms, and include the shoulder joints. And then, if you will, breathing down the arms to the fingertips, feeling the upper extremities as a whole. Noticing any indicators around the energy, the heaviness, weightiness for sloth and torpor, or even a numbness. Tension, jitteriness that might point to some restlessness. Recognizing, allowing it all. Light investigation, knowing, not permanent, not personal. Is all conditioned arising, moving through. Simply to be known. Oh, it's like this. Ah. Of course. then on the exhale, let's release the upper extremities and come into the pelvic region. Buttocks, the sitting bones, the pelvic girdle, sense of the genitals, and then bringing the awareness into the abdomen. We may have butterflies that speak of anxiety, restlessness, worry. There may be a weightedness again, showing the opposite, the sleepy, dull mind, mind-body. And then letting attention move through the abdomen to the low back, tailbone, the upper buttocks, the lumbar spine region. Coming into the body just as it is. Letting awareness move up the back. Feeling the spine, the muscles, the ribs, the movements with breathing. Is the spine slumped if you're sitting or standing? Possibly indicating sloth and torpor. Is it rigid? Possibly indicating restlessness, worry. And of course, any of the hindrances can show. Up through to the shoulder blades and the shoulder muscles. And into the back of the neck. And the body really teaches us about the energy, about tension, about sluggishness. It's right there. Feeling the breath along the whole length of the back, nape of the neck, down to the tailbone. Recognizing and allowing whatever is here as it is. Investigating and noticing its changing nature. releasing that on the out-breath and letting the awareness move into the chest. The heart, the lungs, the chest wall. There may be flutters of anxiety. There may be sunken, heavy feelings. We can even have a mixture. Yeah, we can have restlessness and worry mixing in with sloth and torpor or any of the other hindrances. And we can feel that in the body. And then letting the attention come into the front of the neck. And then breathing into the whole of the torso, the neck, all the way down to the pelvis. Continuing to ground through the extremities as we recognize and allow and lightly investigate what's happening through the torso. And if we're aware of any sluggishness, we might emphasize the in-breath a little more. Help with a bit of wakefulness. If we notice here in the torso some jitteriness, restlessness, tension, we might really emphasize the out-breath. It's not so much to fix or change as to respond skillfully. Ah, this is what's happening. And breathing in and out of the torso a few more times. Releasing that on the out breath and bringing attention now into face and head. Now the face, very sensitive, tremendous barometer of the energy, the presence of any of the hindrances. You can feel into the jaw and chin, tension here, maybe pointing to restlessness, aversion. Feeling the mouth, inside and out. And feeling into the cheeks. Sense of expression that may point to any hindrance. feeling the nose, the passage of air. And feeling into the eyes, the muscles around them, between and into the forehead. And really recognizing and allowing any heaviness, any tension. Investigating it lightly. Not always so. Well, it's like this right now. And feeling into the scalp, over the top and back and sides of the head, and sense the ears. And then breathing in and out of face and head. What are you aware of? And let's let that sense of breathing into extend into the whole of the body. Face and head, down the arms to the fingertips, through the torso to the pelvis, and down to the toes. And within this wide field of awareness, seeing if there's anything that's particularly troubling in the body, or it may be of the heart mind but felt through the body. And you might care to do a little rain practice with it, but first be sure to ground. Feel the touch points, the bottom, the hands. And then taking a bit of time for a little deeper investigation. So rain, recognize, allow, investigate. Maybe that includes the feeling tone as you sense the sensations. The end of rain informs throughout, not always so, not permanent. Not all of who I am, simply conditioned. Take another minute or so for that. And feeling into breath and body as a whole. We can have tremendous resistance to the areas of difficulty in our lives. And yet, if we open to them, things change, as they would anyway, but they're changing with our intentions, alive and vibrant. Langston Hughes wrote a little poem called Island, and he uses the word sorrow. You might substitute anxiety, fear, fatigue, anger, longing. So, island. Wave of sorrow, do not drown me now. I see the island, still ahead somehow. I see the island, and its sands are fair. Wave of sorrow, take me there. Wave of sorrow, take me there. So when we open to the hindrances, we open to our difficulties. They take us to the farther shore. And so noticing as we finish up now, is there a struggle? It may be. And you know it. Mindfully. And how's the attitude? How's the energy? And how's the trust?